Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Monday, July 21st. Coming up, in the midst of climate change, figuring out what's drought or just the new normal can be difficult. Climatologists are working to define what makes a drought. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A children's camp at Allerton Park in Monticello celebrated its 75th anniversary this weekend. IPM's Emily Hayes has more from the 4-H Memorial Campgrounds.
I can hear kids. I see a hammock.
I'm meeting Braden Olmsted, who was once a camper himself. He says his first year, he cried the whole time.
I'd be at the rock wall all morning long. I'd be climbing for like 2 hours straight. and then we'd have some downtime and be like, oh, wait, no, I miss my parents again. And then lots of counselors had to keep talking to me. Now that I'm on the other side, I kind of feel bad for how often they had to talk to me.
Once he got home, he realized how much he liked the experience. He came back the next year and the next. Now he teaches campers during the summers. The 4-H Memorial Camp hosts thousands of kids and parents each summer. It's been a mainstay of Allerton Park since 1949. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
A conservation program that works with farmers in almost every U.S. county is facing major budget cuts in Illinois. Soil and water conservation districts aim to stop soil erosion and promote conservation. In Illinois, state lawmakers have cut funding for its districts by nearly half over 2 years. That has conservation advocates worried about soil health in the region and the potential for dust storms. Matt Helmers leads the Iowa Nutrient Resource Center. He says the districts play an important role in addressing specific conservation concerns.
In Iowa, that they've been focused on nutrient reduction and specifically nitrate reduction in certain areas. And so the state resources have been able to be devoted to a lot of those edge of field nitrate reduction practices and have been able to move relatively quickly.
Iowa's conservation districts are not facing the same financial strain as Illinois. So Helmer says they can be nimbler with their resources. An educational tango music and dance group is kicking off its first week-long workshop. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more on the Urbana Tango Week.
CU Tango Music is offering lessons for students and musicians, as well as other free public events. Amanda Ramey is the artistic director. She says the goal is to explore different aspects of tango with the community.
Tango is for everyone. It's such a varied art form, just like any art form, just like any cultural experience. And there's so much to see and to learn. And we really hope that we can show as much as possible of that.
Some of the events include a movie night, a concert, and a dance class. And the workshop's musicians will put on a performance to close out Urbana Tango Week. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
The Illinois Department of Human Services says they will continue providing specialized suicide prevention services for LGBTQ+ youth through the state's 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's despite federal funding cuts to the service that have now taken effect. Path Crisis Center in Bloomington has a 988 call center serving 9 central Illinois counties, including Champaign, Vermilion, Piatt, and Ford. CEO Adam Carter says the loss of federal funding for LGBTQ+ services is, quote, not just a policy change, but a matter of life and death for those who use them. Carter says PATH remains steadfast in its commitment to every caller. Still to come, in the midst of climate change, figuring out what's drought or just a new normal can be difficult. Climatologists are working to define what makes a drought. That story coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 85 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 68 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 88 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 70 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 93 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, Congress and the White House have pulled back 2 years worth of federal funding of public media. We'll talk with several managers of PBS and NPR stations in Illinois about what effect this will have, and we'll consider where public broadcasting goes from here. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. Drought is defined as an abnormal period of dryness, but climate change means today's normal might not be the same as yesterday's. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine are now working on a new framework that factors climate trends into how we think about drought. The Ag and Water Desk's Harshan Radampal has more on why that's so tricky.
Missouri State climatologist Zach Leeser works in an office divided by time. On the right is the old way of doing things. Dozens of scratched and torn, leather-bound books filled with more than 100 years of handwritten state and local climate data. Cracking one open, Leeser turns to July 15, 1936, when the city of Columbia saw a high of 111 degrees.
This was the second hottest day on record ever in Columbia at that time in 1936.
A climatologist in the early 1900s would have spent each day collecting data with weather instruments and recording them in these books. But today, Leeser spends much more time on the left side of his office, where his computer is displaying weather models. One of his primary jobs is interpreting vast amounts of data every week to determine which parts of the state are in drought.
It can be precipitation data, we add soil moisture data, we have stream flow that's analyzed, some satellite data as well.
The job of a climatologist has changed a lot in 100 years. The climate has too. And those changes are making it harder to tell what is or isn't a drought. That's because drought is a measure of dryness relative to a, quote, normal baseline. But what if climate change is changing what's considered normal?
Is it really a drought, or is this just the new climate of this region?
That's climatologist Joel Lisenby. He does drought research out of the University of Colorado Boulder and is trying to answer that question. And he says it's a bit situational. There's no one answer to what drought even is. A 1985 study found over 150 published definitions of the term.
You really need to understand what type of drought you're looking at and why you're asking that question in the first place.
For instance, a climatologist whose job it is to take the long view of weather and climate might look at how dry things were over 100 years ago to determine if a place is in drought. If conditions are consistently getting hotter and drier, as they are in the American Southwest, maybe drought isn't the best way to define it. Here's Leeser.
Now, is this drought or what we call aridification, which is the entire climate getting drier?
That might mean cities develop land and water use plans that account for those changes. But a farmer will define drought more immediately. If things are dry and crops aren't growing, it's a drought. Climatologists are now coming together to figure out how to characterize drought because their proclamations have real, practical consequences. For example, one of the tools used to assess drought is the U.S. Drought Monitor. It's updated weekly to track dry conditions and their severity across the country. Some federal policies that give farmers emergency relief money are tied to the Drought Monitor. If it's not calibrated to the new normals caused by climate change, that money might not be going to the right places. Here's Lisenby again.
We're talking real dollars, taxpayer dollars, and we really want to make sure that we're getting that assessment correct.
Understanding new weather and drought patterns is also important for planning ahead.
Building a reservoir or a pipeline or locks along a river, are you going to have enough water during the dry years? If that normal is lowering, is the drought period also lowering with it? These are some unknowns.
Back in his office, Leeser puts the 1936 climate record back on the shelf. He says Missouri doesn't really get to those scorching temperatures anymore. But the state is prone to drought, and its average temperature is trending upward. He'll be watching the National Academy study for how to incorporate that into his drought assessments. I'm Harshan Radampal.
This story was produced by the Mississippi River Basin Ag and Water Desk and is being distributed by Harvest Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me, Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Stephanie Mosqueda, Lauren Warnick, Jess Savage, and Harshan Radampal. Music by the Kilborn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Oriana. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.